We're down in Vintage. We're on the fly in Vintage, and it's a beautiful day. If you're roaming around the grounds of Oshkosh, make sure you step south down to Vintage, and they're full all the way down to Fond du Lac almost, with airplanes parked completely to the south. So that is great news. The weather has cleared and the airplanes have arrived, and we're having all kinds of fun. Let's talk about tail draggers and ladies that love them.
Well, you have two of them right here.
So we have Judy Birchler, and Judy, you started this ladieslovetaildraggers.com, is that right?
That's right. It's a website for women who are passionate about flying tailwheel airplanes.
How did you get the idea to start that?
Oh, it was just, I really wanted to find two or three ladies to fly tail draggers with, and I just put a little blog on the internet, and you know, the internet goes everywhere, and before I knew it, I had women from all over the country, actually all over the world, filling out my little registration form, and it's grown to over 2,000 ladies.
Wow.
Over the country now, and it's been a blessing for me, and just I hope a little bit of an inspiration to get more women into flying at all, you know, any type of aircraft, but particularly tail draggers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a function here at Oshkosh where you get together and have a dinner or do some kind of a
Yes, a we have Tuesday. We're having a Ladies Love Tail Dragger lunch, and I invite people to get online on the website, and they can register for the lunch. It's right down at the Tall Pines Cafe on Tuesday at noon, and we still have a few seats open. So I encourage anybody out there hearing this to please come and visit us. Well, I'm also doing a forum on Friday, and then Ray Johnson will be here with him on Thursday as well in his Vintage and Review program.
Oh, great. Uh-huh. So I would imagine that these ladies come with a lot of cool airplanes. Give me an example of some of the different models of airplanes that the gals are bringing.
Oh, how about a Student Prince? A Student Prince. Do you know what that is?
I know exactly what that is.
Oh, you do? You're one of the first
sure,
few people.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, one of our members flies that. She's based in Washington, and she actually flew it to our second Ladies Love Tail Dragger fly-in from the Orcas Islands to Dayton, Ohio.
I remember that trip. I know her well.
Oh, you
yeah,
know?
She's a good friend of mine. Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah. I live in the Seattle area.
There's the airplane on his t-shirt.
That's a very, very unique airplane and a very cool story that she has. You know, her father gave her that airplane.
I do know her story. And so many of the ladies have. Everybody has a story, and they're all interesting.
Well, and you brought someone with you today to talk to us here, Heather Penny, and she's got an interesting story, right, Heather?
Well,
welcome,
know,
welcome to Vintage.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, you know, everyone has a story, and that's one of the things I love about Ladies Love Tail Draggers, is that it's an opportunity for women who are typically sort of isolated, because there's not a whole lot of us, and there's not a whole lot of us who fly tail draggers and share that passion. So through the organization, through the website, the Facebook page, you just know that you have other women that they also have stories, and they're eager to share theirs with you, and it's just creating a community. And for those of us who are here at Oshkosh, and those of us that are hanging out at our airports every day, in general aviation, building home builds, restoring vintage aircraft, it's all about the community. It's about the airplanes and our relationship with the airplanes, because they have spirits, they have souls and personalities, but it's also about our relationship with other pilots and our friendships and the deep bonds that we share, because we all share that experience of flight. So I'm so grateful to have connected with Judy and all the other amazing women that are part of the Ladies Love Tail Draggers. You know, when I go somewhere with my 170 and I land at a little airport, I can't tell you how often the fellows will come out from the airport and say, Do you know Judy Birchler? Are you part of the Ladies Love Tail Draggers? And I can say proudly, why, yes, I am. And yes, I do.
Well, that's 2,000. I had no idea it was that big of a number. That's congratulations. That's really fantastic. The Student Prince is very unique, and more commonly probably 170s, 180s, System 140s, Luscombs, things like that.
Any tail dragger that's out there, you'll find at least one on the website. I'm currently flying decathlon. I went to basic med. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I was flying light sport for 5.5 years. I had a RANS S7 before. So
nice
when basic med happened. I was one of the first that got my medical finished the process and was flying again. So now I'm flying the Decathlon, which is not light sport, and an RB7.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Heather, you've flown some cool airplanes, right?
Yes, I do have to admit that I've had the privilege to fly some really cool airplanes. A Taylorcraft BC-12 is one of my favorites. As I was telling Judy earlier, if you imagine a boy and his dog and they're the best of friends, they go on adventures together, that was me and my Taylorcraft. I actually flew her coast to coast, and that was a blast. And what started me on that coast to coast trip was after I graduated pilot training, but before I went to F-16 school, I had the opportunity to take some time off, and that's when I did the first half of the trip, which was from Texas to California and back. And then later on, I went from Texas to the East Coast and then back.
Must be something to get out of your Taylorcraft and hop into an F-16, huh?
it is. It's a very different flight experience. Yeah. from true stick and rudder to jumping into the F-16. But, you know, one of the things that both of those aircraft shared was it was just you became part of the airplane. You strapped in and you just really were one with the aircraft. So people often ask me, and I'm a washed up has-been now. It's been nearly a decade since I had landing currency in the F-16. So let me tell you, the longer it was, the better I was.
Oh, that's interesting.
But, I think memory polishes our
just like the rest
sense.
Of us.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite airplane to fly?
Whatever I'm flying that day.
That's a good answer. That's a great
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, I'm not that picky.
Well, that's I ask that question a lot of people, and pilots have a very hard time answering that question because really most people don't have a favorite specific airplane, but everything they fly they like for the most part. So,
but I do have to say that having flown the F-16 and it was incredible privilege. It was a joy to fly because you thought it and the aircraft did it. The missions were challenging. It's not simply about flying the airplane. It's about employing the weapon systems in a dynamic tactical environment. So it's like playing chess at 500 knots and 9 Gs and doing it with your best buddies because they're out there in the formation. And so it's very challenging and dynamic on all different levels. And oftentimes, it isn't until you're flying home from the area that you realize how much fun you had and how satisfying it was.
Oh, it's got to be a major adrenaline rush.
But you still got to get through the debrief, right?
Now, what about floats?
I've not done that.
Because that Taylorcraft of yours is a really good float plane.
You know, I've not had the opportunity to do that. There, when I was really flying her a ton in Texas, there just wasn't that much lakes around. And unfortunately, I no longer have my little tea crate.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you replace it with?
It was a long time before I was able to replace her. My ex-husband made me get rid of the Taylorcraft. I should have gotten rid of him before I got rid of the airplane. So it was a long time before I had a Stinson 108-2. And then now I now have
Well, that's
one.
A nice airplane.
Yeah, it was a great airplane.
There's
Loved
one.
It. Like
there's
a Cadillac.
One parked right over here somewhere.
Yeah, like a Cadillac. And now I've got the 170A, and we also have a Stearman. And I got a better husband.
Well... Good husband and great airplanes, you know.
It's a good life.
So with this group of 2,000, do you have organized chapters or do you have just one big organization? How does that work?
No chapters. We're just a loosely bound group of gals. It's we're not the 99s, you know. There's not a lot of funds behind them. In fact, there's zero funds behind us. We just do what we can, you know. It's all about getting out there and having fun flying tail draggers. And we get on Facebook, we get on the blog, and try to spread the word. We do have scholarship fund, and every year we give away 6 scholarships to women pilots, either tailwheel endorsement scholarships or some sort of advanced training in a tailwheel aircraft. But it's free to join. No cost join. There's just a short registration form. The women, if they're interested in flying a tail dragger or if they fly tail draggers, are welcome to join. Send a picture or two in with your favorite tail dragger. And it's
help build the website, huh?
Well, that builds the website, and it turns out that pictures of women flying tail draggers inspire other women to fly tail draggers.
You know, Judy, let me say one more thing about Ladies Love Tail Draggers. One of the things I love about the organization is it's about the friendships, it's about the community, and it's about flying adventures. If you don't have friends who enjoy flying with you, if you don't have friends who understand your passion for flight, and especially your passion for tail draggers, it's harder to keep going. And so one of the things that Ladies Love Tail Draggers does is provides you that community, provides you friends all across the nation, and you've got adventure buddies just waiting for you to call.
That's very true. I just, my husband and I just completed a perimeter flight around the United States. We spent 6 weeks flying the perimeter, and I tell you, I blogged about it and posted it on Facebook, and people just come out of the woodwork. Would you like to come and stay here? Spend the night at Santa Paula. Come to Flaybaugh.
You did that in your decathlon?
No, that was in the RV7 tail dragger.
Okay. Yeah.
That we did that, but that was...
That's a good going machine.
Oh, yeah, and it turned out to be the best choice for that trip. I really wanted to take the decathlon, but I think in hindsight, the RV7 was a good choice.
Now, are you from Ohio? Do you live in Dayton?
No, I live in Indianapolis.
You live in Indianapolis. So did you start by going north and then west?
Yeah, up to Lake Erie to Toledo, and then flew the coastline or the shoreline around all the way. First night Niagara Falls, and then up into Maine and down the East Coast and followed it all the way around.
Fantastic. Well, you ladies make me smile. Thank you for joining us on EA Radio today. We appreciate you stopping by, and your organization sounds fantastic. And, of course, we encourage anybody who's interested to join. It's free.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime, Judy. Thank you. And
thank
Heather,
you.
Thank you for joining us as well. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly down at Vintage today. If you haven't been down to Vintage, come on south, get down here. There's a lot of stuff going on in Vintage, and we'll take a break and have some more fun stuff here in just a couple minutes. You're listening to EA Radio.